Kirsten Warren, a student from JMU Professor Hillary Holliday's African American Poets class, pays her respects to Black History Month with a poem by Major Jackson.
You know, Martha, it is crazy how every high school has those popular girls. It was definitely fun to read Major Jackson's view of these girls, though. You know, like how he said that he flattened himself to a wall to get out of their way, and how the poor nerdy boy thought he could actually have a chance because of an accidental glance by one of these girls. I love at the end of the poem when he said that the girls would then bless him with their cool after a basketball shot he made. My question is, how did these girls obtain this power? Does it just come out of thin air? Major Jackson captures the essence of the people and builds them into his poetry. You know, yeah, he celebrates African Americans and completely pays tributes to poets like Gwendolyn Brooks and Langston Hughes. But the one thing that he does differently is that he captures real life experiences that any reader can relate to. Urban Renewal, Roman Numeral 13 by Major Jackson. How untouchable the girl's arm locked, strutting up the main hall of Central High, unopposed for decades look. I flatten myself against the wall, unnerved by their cloud sea of A-lawn, which pounce upon timid girl regrettably in their way, their high wattage lifting slow motion like curls of light strands of honey, the swagger behind their blue-tinted sunglasses and low-rider jeans hurt boys like me. So vast the worlds between us, even the slightest whiff of recognition, an accidental side glance, an unintended tongue-piercing display of juicy fruit chew was intoxicating and could widely cast a chess-playing geek into a week-long surmise of inner doubts, likelihoods, and depressions. You might say my whole life led to celebrating youth and how it snubs and rebuffs. Back then, I learned to avoid what I feared and to place my third-string hopes in a game-winning basketball shot. Sure would slow them to a stop, paying their lip gloss smiles, blessing me with their cool.
Kirsten Warren reading a poem by Major Jackson. Major Jackson was one of the poets who came last year to James Madison University's Furious Flower Poetry Conference. This year's conference is called Poetry as Compass, a Collegiate Summit, and it takes place March 22nd through the 24th. You'll find a link to Furious Flower on the Spark page at WMRA.org.